Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
What are the 6 steps to running the most effective meeting possible? Hello, everyone. Kevin Cruz here. And in just a minute, we're going to talk about practical ways to make your meetings more effective. But first, don't forget to visit leadx.org, where you'll find hundreds of articles from the best leadership and career experts out there. Visit leadx.org. Our guest today founded the Axelrod Group, a consulting firm that pioneered the use of employee involvement to effect large-scale organizational change. His clients include Boeing, Harley-Davidson, Novartis, and Coca-Cola. His book is Let's Stop Meeting Like This, Tools to Save Time and Get More Done. Our guest is Dick Axelrod. Dick, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Now, we're going to talk about Let's Stop Meeting Like This in just a minute, but I always ask our guests the same first question, which is, share with us a time when you actually failed, maybe early in your career, and what did you learn from it? Because I want all of us to learn from it, too.
Okay, well, thanks. It's a great question. The thing that came to mind for me was the time when we were working as consultants on a organizational redesign, and we had a great team, and they had a great design. They were going to create this team-based organization involving self-directed work teams. But unfortunately, you know, and they were kind of meeting off away from the organization, so not too many people knew what they were doing, and that was the kind of Achilles heel of the whole thing, because what happened was we failed to effectively involve those who were not on the team. So the organization rumor mill took over, and by the time the team was ready to communicate the new design for the organization, the design was dead on arrival. So the lesson for me is that when you're doing change work, you really have to involve all the relevant stakeholders. And for us, that led to the creation of what we call the conference model for change, methodology that we created for involving the whole system in any kind of change process through a series of large group workshops. So it was bad, but out of that we said, we don't ever want to have this experience again. So what can we begin to do differently in our work?
No, that's great. I mean, you learned, it sounded like early on, the power of, you know, making sure everybody that's got a stake in it has a voice in it as well.
Yeah, yeah. And we thought we were doing that with just this small group of, you know, maybe 10 to 12 people representing different levels. But we realized we had to just get many more people involved than we were at the time. And that was a huge lesson.
Yeah. So, Dick, your book is Let's Stop Meeting Like This. It's one of my favorite books on leading effective meetings. And you have a model that you call the meeting canoe. And, you know, on this short show, we can't go deep into that. That's why they got to go get the book. But summarize this model for me.
Yeah. Well, the meeting canoe is our framework for effective meetings. And it's a different kind of way of looking at what happens in the meetings. It has 6 steps that show you everything from how you greet people at the door to how you sum things up at the end. And let me just say what the 6 steps are. The first one is our welcome. And they got to welcome people into the room. They got to connect to each other and to the task. You got to discover the way things are. You got to think about what people's hopes and dreams are. We call that eliciting people's dreams. Eventually, you're going to have to make some decisions, and you sum it up at the end. So those are the 6 steps.
Love it. And I mean, I got takeaways. In fact, I use one of your tips around, you know, welcoming, or your ideas around welcoming really did change the way I always start my meetings. So give me some, share with us some of the ideas of how do we do the welcoming step well.
So the first thing to have in mind is it's more than just saying welcome, okay? People have to feel welcome in the meeting. So that goes to your planning, the way they're greeted at the door. It's sort of like guests in your home. You know, you want people when they come to your home to feel welcome. And then there's some mechanics. One thing we've come up with is what we call the clean slate drill. You know, what we see in organizations are people are often going from one meeting to another. So the clean slate drill is a way of wiping your mind clean at the beginning of the meeting so you can be fully present. And it goes like this. At the beginning of the meeting, you give each person 30 seconds to say, what do they need to say or do in order to be fully present in the meeting? And it can be everything from, you know, I'm still reeling from the last meeting that I was in, or I'm worried that I got to pick my kid up from school and, you know, and this meeting really needs to end on time. So it's a way of people kind of clearing out their brains so that they can be present. Another option that people have found is what's called the weekend update. Mm. And so at the beginning of the meeting, you go around, and this works really well with, you know, meetings that you have on a regular basis. So at the beginning of the meeting, you go around the table and you ask people to give them a brief update on what's been going on since the last time you met. So, you know, those are just two kind of things you can do to help people feel welcome. But again, it's more than just saying the words welcome. They have to physically feel welcome. And that kind of settles them into the space.
I love those ideas. And one I've appropriated from you over the last couple of years, when I go and do workshops and people are coming out of their office, you know, into the mm-hmm. hotel conference center or something, often as part of the icebreaker, I'll have them share, you know, what do you need to forget about to be truly present in this meeting?
Exactly. Yeah.
And it works great. And I sometimes will still say, share whatever, you know, your favorite sports team or movie or something, but it's way more valuable and you hear some interesting stuff.
Yeah. And oftentimes they'll come up with stuff. They'll say things, well, I got to put away my cell phone, you know, and everybody's got trouble with that. Or I got to shut off my computer so I can be fully present. And by saying that, they begin to create their own set of norms for the meeting.
That's right. That's right. So let's jump to the other end of the meeting. You know, you write, how you end your meeting determines whether you leave energized or frustrated. So how should we end our meetings?
So at the end of the meeting, there's like three things that really need to happen. One, you really have to review the decisions and the agreements that were made. You'd be surprised how many times when you review the agreements at the end of the meeting, people said, well, I didn't think we decided on that. Or it could be that you're expecting me to do something and I don't think I should have to do that, or I didn't think I signed up for that. So that clears up. It's kind of like preventive maintenance. It kind of clears up a lot of things before they happen. The second is to identify the next steps. Do we have a roadmap going forward? Do we know the things we're going to do as a result of this meeting? And finally, the last thing is to reflect on the experience. And, you know, a simple way of doing that is to say, was this time well spent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, you know, if it was, what do we need to do to improve it next time so it's even better? Or if it wasn't time well spent, what do we need to do to make sure that it was it'll be better the next time? And when you do this at the end, your meeting starts to become a smart meeting, because in that way you start to learn from the experience.
It's great. And I'm just jotting down that phrase, a smart meeting, because I'm shocked at how many times, you know, I'll have some customer experience somewhere and they never ask, you know, they never send that survey or ask, how did we do, or any of those things. Why shouldn't we treat our meeting participants as customers and end and say, you know, was this time well spent? What could we do better next time? And then it evolves to where we make sure it's high energy and impactful.
Yeah, because what we're doing is we're taking that conversation that you know is going to happen in the hall, and you're bringing it into the room where people can do something about it.
That's great. Great way to put it. So, Dick, before we wrap up, I always like to challenge our listeners to get 1% better every single day. They've heard a lot of great stuff. They now know that you've got this meeting facilitation Bible, Let's Stop Meeting Like This, out there. But I want them to take action to anchor this right now. So challenge us. Give us something we could try out immediately.
Well, I think I would try out either the beginning or the end, okay? Because that's when we did our research. We found that's the piece that people skip the most. So one thing you can do if you're not doing that is really focus on that welcome. Make sure that people feel welcome, and that way they feel psychologically safe in the meeting, and they can be more productive. Or if you you want to focus on the end, do the three steps that I just mentioned at the end, you know. Review the decisions, identify the next steps, ask this question, was your time well spent? Do any one of those things and your meeting will get better over time.
That's great. And Dick, what's the best way our listeners can find out more about you and your work?
They can go to axelrodgroup.com. That's one good way to get us. they can give us a call at 847-251-7361, dick@axelrodgroup.com. We're around, so you can click on us and get us, or you can pick up the phone and we'll be here.
Easy to find. All right, friends, you've just been mentored by Dick Axelrod. Don't forget, you can get the links he mentioned and notes from this interview over at leadx.org, and you can get his new book from amazon.com or your favorite bookstore. And listeners, if you are getting your money's worth from this show, and I know you are, hop on over to iTunes, search on LeadX, and just click the subscribe button and leave a short, honest review. Until next time, remember, leadership is about influence, not authority. We are all leaders. The question is, what kind of leader will you be today?